With this Spotlight on the Arts, I'm Mike Doyle. The ASU Theater is the location for a great production coming up by the theater department. With me on the phone is the director of Boeing Boeing, Molly Simpson. Molly, this is a different sort of play, sounds like.
It's a farce, it's a comedy, and I think a real crowd pleaser. So I think we'll have a really good time with it. There is the young man who lives in his Paris apartment, and he has three flight attendants from three different countries that he is engaged to. And they come and go. It takes place in the 60s, and this is a time when the Boeing came out and the Italian Caravelle came out, and so things began going faster, and so these new, you know, flight timetables send his life into a tailspin, so to speak, because they are now able to come and go quicker, and he had it all down to a science of when each one of these air hostesses would come to visit him. And, of course, none of them know that he is engaged to three different women. So we have the three air hostesses and their fiancé, and then his friend from America comes in to visit, which obviously upsets things a bit. And then there is a maid that takes care of him and is quite comical in her own right.
This sounds like a recipe for a very comic situation. I noticed that the three air hostesses are French, German, and American, and they're all fiancés. So do these actors have the opportunity to speak in various dialects or accents?
Yes, actually they do. And the flight attendants in this one are Italian, German, and American, and then the maid is French. Probably where the mix-up comes is this play, well, it's taken from a very old French farce, and then it was updated to the 1960s, and it was popular in the 60s. And then 2 years ago, they revamped it on Broadway and kind of rewrote it and updated it a bit, although it takes place in the 60s. So if you can read different things about it, and it has different names for the flight attendants, and that's the reason for that. But anyway, yes, they have been working with a dialect coach for French, German, and Italian. So that's been interesting for them.
The really challenging situation, if it were real life, and I suppose the challenging role would be the Parisian Lothario Bernard.
Yes.
Tell us about that role and also who plays the role.
His name is Tyler Garstka. He is a senior theater acting major. He's just doing a really terrific job. He juggles these three girls, and fortunately his friend that comes in, Robert, played by a newcomer to our stage, comes in and kind of finds some interest in the girls himself. So
maybe that takes some of the pressure off of Bernard, perhaps.
Well, kind of, yeah. In a manner of speaking, it certainly does. But, you know, it's a typical farcical situation where there are seven doors on set, and we have people, you know, coming and going split seconds as one goes out, one comes in. So it's physically a pretty challenging production.
When and where and how much the attendance, admission,
okay.
I should say?
We open Friday night, this Friday night, November 9th, and we run the 9th and 10th at 7:30 in the evening, and then we pick up again next week on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's the 12th through the 14th at 7:30, and tickets are $8 in advance and $10 at the door.
And this is in the drama theater of the Fowler
Center. Yes, it is.
What can audiences expect, and why should playgoers work this night into their busy schedule?
Mm-hmm.
What awaits them at your play that's really gonna knock them out?
You know, so many terrible things have been going on right now with Hurricane Sandy, and you know we're just being bombarded with all of our political ads. I think it's just a great release. It's funny from beginning to end. It's just an enjoyable evening out, and we'd love people to come out and share what we do.
Thank you, Molly Simpson, director of Boeing Boeing, a 1960s French farce adapted for the English-speaking stage. It's coming up at the Fowler Center Drama Theater. Thanks so much for being on Spotlight on the Arts.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Spotlight on the Arts is a frequent flyer feature of KASU Jonesboro. I'm Mike Doyle.